Hey guys, it's Katie. How you doing? Hopefully you're doing well. It's another day here. It is officially none other than the 11th of April 2017. And yes, I have last night I experienced a bit of a problem with the video editor, and I've managed to overcome it, so the rest of that EGX content is slowly coming to an end. I'm just going to be glad to get on creating some other stuff, to be totally honest with you, because I know a lot of it is hands-on impressions, it's interviews, it's stuff I really enjoy doing, don't get me wrong, but I know for viewers it's not necessarily exactly what they tune in for, because it has to be a little bit more professionale. So yes, that is drawing to a close. I have a few more pieces to put up, and then the Nine Lives podcast with John Shoebrook, and then I can get on with all sorts of different stuff. So I look forward to approaching that. So what's caught my attention? A couple of things, really. You would have seen the story about the United Airlines incident, whereby a doctor was literally dragged off the plane by United Airlines, and they're playing this really bad PR disaster surrounding trying to handle that incident. However, I did see a story shared by Katie Hopkins on the Daily Mail about, which is not a great source, I've got to be honest with you. And as we record this, terrorism is continuing here in Europe. The Borussia Dortmund team bus has been hit by 3 bombs. So, yeah, we've got all of this to look forward to. It's becoming a daily occurrence to the point that people become numb to it and accept it as the norm. I would like to think that we are not that stupid to accept it as a norm, and that we reject it and do the necessary things that we need to do to fight terrorism and address it head on, asking some very difficult questions in the process. I'm just trying to find this story as we speak. I don't know whether they've pulled it or what, but I would have thought I would have seen it on that main page pretty easily. But it appears it is not so easily to be found. Interesting. So yes, anyway, that was unfortunate. I thought it was ridiculous. I don't know the ins and outs of the story entirely, apart from what the mass of the media have divulged about what actually happened. But they overbooked the flight, and interesting how they handled it. It was obviously not very well executed, to say the least. In world politics affairs, we obviously have the issue surrounding a standoff at the moment between Russia and China and the United States of America, along with the G7, where they are, well, essentially we've entered a new Cold War phase, where I don't know what's happening, along with Rex Tillerson's meeting today with one of the Russian ministers. However, there's two ways this can go. Either Assad steps down, and of which we'll see another absolute cataclysmic disaster in another Middle Eastern country, where we try and regime change. That's worked well, hasn't it? But there is other things at play here, and it mostly centres around stuff to do with natural resources. Both Russia and United States would love to build some type of oil pipeline through the Middle East. Which is interesting, because I thought America's idea was to do shale gas fracking to supply the needs of people living in the country for energy supplies, but it would appear that they're still looking to go after other countries and drain their resources first in a Mad Max enterprise. Beautiful. Oh, there we go. I don't want to keep it too depressing. I know that's it's irritating. It seems to be more and more. It never seems to stop. Maybe that's my echo chamber. Maybe I need to step away from it for a little bit and try and clear my head. I'm not too sure. But I will say this. Yesterday I posted about what I saw was a very small clipping, a 30-second video. I think it wasn't yesterday. I think it might have been the day before. About a David Sorini live stream with David McMurdo, where they were talking about what's going on at the moment with Syria and the airstrike. And then they went into religious based talk. This was a 4-hour live stream that was conducted at 4:30 in the morning, or at least David's side, my side. And I just probably found it the most compelling thing I've ever listened to, in quite some time. Yeah, interesting. It's certainly got me thinking. It certainly got me thinking. I'll leave it as that, and it's almost as if I'm exploring another path within my life. I'm always trying to find out the truth of things. I think I've definitely kind of stood up for, believe the right cause, and he makes a very, very good point in the fact that a lot of people, and probably myself included, there was a cult of personality with Donald Trump, and you almost felt like this, you know, with all the stuff that he said leading up to the campaign, for all of his campaign promises, he looked to be almost like, no one's infallible, but he had that cult personality effect. And I think some of that did rub off on me, you know, when as soon as I found out he bombed the Syrian airfields, I chucked all my toys out the pram, I guess, and dropped all support. And you know, even some of his domestic policies seemed to be stuttering and grinding to a halt. And it just goes to show, I don't know, is he really going to be that different presidential candidate? Or is this another 4 years of the same thing? He's definitely done some good stuff with job creation and things like that so far. However, most of the domestic policies that he promised to introduce have so far failed to materialize. So that's quite interesting. So definitely put things into perspective for me. So yeah. I'm not really on the what we call the quote-unquote Trump train anymore. I'm kind of this, I don't know, just watching things without rooting anyone, I guess, being on the sidelines, seeing how a lot of this breaks down, and trying to call out the bullshit when the bullshit's in play, where the mainstream media refuses to report on things fairly. And most of the time, it is centered against stuff that Donald Trump's trying to do. So he's definitely been on the end of most of the unfair reporting for the last 12 to 18 months. So, yeah, interesting. Interesting. I'm kind of like, definitely exploring a sort of a different path in life at the moment. It would seem to be that way. It's really difficult to say. I don't think I'm really ready to kind of talk that much more about it at this stage. It's interesting, and I keep saying it's interesting because I'm lost. I'm kind of a little bit lost for words at the moment. But there we go. Anyway, the other half's just peered her head through the door briefly, and it's gone back out again. So, yeah, I thought I would just post something very briefly today, as I try and do this on a daily. And I have, fortunately, just going back to the gaming related stuff for the people that tune in for me to talk about the gaming stuff. I posted a interview regarding with Tom's Lansdale from Cavalier Games about the Sexy Brutale. Just came out today. Very interesting concept of a game. It was probably one of the most interesting games at EGX. You know, I thought Tequila Works brought two great games. It was Cavalier Game Studios that really come up with the concept, and then Tequila Works came in and did the art. Did the art, obviously, you know, with their work with Deadlight. They've done an incredible job with that game. And they've really took the Sexy Brutale to another level with that art. I think if it didn't have the beautiful art style that that Tequila Works could offer, it wouldn't necessarily have the polish. So Tom Lansdale, the interview is up right now, and he was very gracious enough to give me a code for the game.